since Parsha, Shabbos, and someone asked me a question. Can you use a use a Shabbos egger? You have a hot plate, and a hot plate. And you want to have hot soup for the soup in the afternoon. All the hotels have, the Wazawa and have hot soup. How do they manage to have hot soup Shabbos afternoon? So one way you can do it, you attach the hot plates to a Shabbos cloth. Right, let's say they come from show 11 o'clock. So you put the Shabbos clock on 10:30. It's going to go on. You put the cold soup gelled up 10 o'clock, 10:15. Right now, the hot plate is a cold plate. So they go on in 15 minutes, and by the time they come from show, you have steaming, delicious chamin for Shabbos. Are you allowed to do it or not? Yes or no? I didn't check the Erech Shabbos. Rav Shmuel says no. Right? What does Rav Shmuel Zalman say? Shmuel Shabbos no chosoy. You're allowed to do it or not. So what are you really doing? You're cooking with a grandma, right? So is grandma mutter on Shabbos? So makom pseida of grandma's mutter. This is called pseida. In a way, it is. Why? Without this, the soup will be gone. Right? Soup, delicious soup, costs money. It'll be wasted. Right? The soup. You can't eat cold, gelled up soup.
You could eat it after Shabbos. You could eat it after Shabbos.
After Shabbos.
It's not going to waste.
You don't like it after Shabbos. Well, maybe have a goy do it now. The grandma. It's a grandma. Have a goy put it on the hot plate. Right now it's not working. Right. So what do you say about that? Good question? Yeah. Good question. What do you say? A hot plate? You have a Shmir Shabbos here? You never heard the question? A hot plate is off. Electricity is on a clock, on a timer. Yeah, let's see what he says. Then he bishop of Shabbos. It's Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph. Now he said, on Friday, to put it on, right? But it's not working. Yeah. It's mutter, even though it's going to go on Shabbos. I mean, why not? He says, on Shabbos itself, you can't put it on, no. You're allowed to tell a goy when it's not working. You're allowed to tell a goy when it's not working. But you can't put it on. Why can't you put it on? Why can't you put it on? All the chachamim in the world talk about this. Oh, he brings down Shuvah Kevega. You could put it on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you can put it on. What when the hot plate is off? What's a shower? You put it on right now. It's a cold plate. You're a gurum, it's a grummer. So it's just be mutter. I'm Shuvah Kevega. She said, maybe it's not a grandma, but you're not missing a pool. It's going to happen automatic. That's not a grandma. Sure, it's a grandma. So on Shabbos also should be mutter. So I'll tell you what I think. What is the aloch of a blech? Where's Shmuley Wiener? I asked him this question. With a clock on a hot plate. Now, what is Allah of a blech? What's it then? Are you allowed to put stuff on a fire? Erev Shabbos? You should cook on Shabbos? What's it then?
Yeah.
Yes or no? What?
No.
Machman Vesoy? Because it was cooked a third, for sure. Even without a blech, to cook the rest. If it's not cooked a third, it's a shalom, a machlokes in the tanoim. But as we passing, you could. You're not doing anything. But some say no. It's a shash shem yechata. Therefore, what do you have? A blech. What's the purpose of the blech? It's a hecker. So you're not going to be a chata. Without a blech, some say you can't. Some say you can. Put it on Fridays to cook on Shabbos. That's called, what do you call that? What do you call that? Shehiyo. Shehiyo. Let's say you picked it up and served people the hot water. Served people. Can you put it back? If there's a blech, what's it then? If there's no blech, you can't put it back. If there's a blech, what do you do?
Chazara.
That's called Chazara. And Chazara is mutter. When's Chazara mutter? When? Hazar's motto, we have a blech. Correct? For sure you need a blech then. Hazar's motto, we have a blech. Hazar's motto, we have a blech. Correct. What about Shia? Shia is a machlokes. Well, when you make it when? When you put it on the fire? Erev Shabbos. And then your mice was Erev Shabbos. And then Shia is mutter. Right. Even without a blach. Some say you need a blach. So what I think is the following. You have a Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Baruch El Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel. Let's see the halacha over here. Reish Nun Gimel. Yeah. Here are a couple of gas range, right? Also, leading a little top show, my boy John. For she and I'm Cain, the special called Sarkar. Right, he says, she is also. Elam Cain, he has a blech. Go off a kotah. Then she is mutter. Correct. That's his shita, has to be with a blech. V'yeshayimrim. Yeah. You don't need a blech. To caution his pashok machmin jesoi. Oh, it's a special called Sarkim. It's a Yofan Mutter. I'll grab a Kira. I feel any good for Kira. Once Machman Jusoy, then you don't need a blech. Chazonish came. He said a blech is worth nothing. That's not good for Kira. However, since the second sheet is that you don't need a blech, if it's Machab and Jesoi, you let it keep it on the fire. No, the Hawker is far off right now. And he held blech, don't put a blech. The difference is, once it started serving, you can't put it back. Because the Chazanish. No Chazanish is able to put it back. You know, the blech is worth nothing. The Chazar requires a blech. And blech is nothing. But she, you pass in the mutter when it's cooked. We're out of luck. I want to tell you. What does Shia mean? He keeps on the fire. When did he put it on the fire? Before Shabbos. Oh. When you put from the refrigerator, you put in the refrigerator soup. Let's say it's soup which was not on the fire when Shabbos started. Fresh soup. You put it on the hot plate. Before the hot plate goes on. It's a cold plate, right? Then it goes on. Forget about Bishul. For Bishul it's Muslim. Why is it Muslim for Bishul? Why? It's a grumma ba'alma. It's a grumma. A grumma, makam pesedas mutter. Okay, but to be issa shia, forget about bishul. Issa shia. I she is mutter. When is shia mutter? When you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to have. What will be a wind will blow your food on the hot plate, correct? Are you allowed to use that food? No. Who did it? The wind blew it. When is Shia Mutter when? What does Shia mean? You're allowed to keep from Erev Shabbos. But here, you put, when did it start the whole? What's Chazara mean? In English, what's Chazara?
Returning.
Return it to the Shia. Correct? Return it to the Shia. What does Shia mean? What's Shia? Shia means you You started Litra le tapshim a boy joint the hashos. Hear that? I'm saying a chiddush over here. What the heck does shia mean? You gotta continue cooking. That's shia. You know this chazara muto? You turn into that shia. But over here, with the hot plate, which was a cold plate, now the clock goes on. Right? The clock goes on. So then, it's a new shia. A shia on Shabbos is also. It's right here, the chiddush over here. When is shia mutter? My boy Joim. That's what you're allowed to do. If you're making a new shia. Now, if there was soup, which was on the fire when Shabbos entered, you hear? Then you put it in the refrigerator. Then the clock puts it out. Now the clock puts it on. So then I would say it's mutter. Why? Because you're continuing the old shia. Even though it got in the refrigerator. But here I'm telling you, no, it's fresh vegetable soup. Never tasted it. You put it on the pot plate while it's cold. So as far as bishul is concerned, there's no bishul. It's a grama balma. But it's a shia. Shia is mutter on Shabbos. Who said? What is? There's an avera. See, it's an interesting thing over here. They made an avera without you doing anything. Shabbos always in the maaser. Shia, what does shia mean? You cannot have your food being cooked on Shabbos. You see, you have to have, because certain shittas, why? Shem yechata. Oh, so you have a blech. Hot plate is a blech. Hot plate itself is a blech. So you have a blech. The chiddush I'm telling you, then she is mutter. You know, what does shia mean? It means it was from when? It was from before. That's my chiddush. Shia doesn't mean you're doing nothing. No, it's not enough not to do nothing. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? It should be continuation from before. Meboy joim. Otherwise, yeah. That's not shia. Now, I need a raya for this. Only one I found who says this. That he's in Kvegas Matia, but in Igor Ismosha has this in the half a line. In the half a line, Chelik Dalid, that what does she have to be? He doesn't even spell it out. Take a look, $79, Islamic Hess. That what does she have to be? What does she have to be? He has just three words by the clock. Butler Shia Rishina. Butler Shia Rishina. He learns even if you had an Erev Shabbos on the fire. What the clock put it off. The clock put it off, and you planned it like that. So he asks us even if it was on the fire. Why? You mevatel the Shia. You planned the clock that way. But the Yesoid Hadova. What's his Yesoid? That's what does Shia mean, huh? Who learned Kira?
If it's still hot,
Rabbi Goldberg, you want Kira?
I'm ready now.
Yeah?
If it's still hot.
Louder.
If it's still hot.
Who's hot?
The even though it's still hot. You had a timer go on, off.
Who's hot? The soup?
Yeah.
Even though it help.
According to Ramesh, it was on, timer turns it off, and then timer turns it back on.
Yeah, no matter.
It's still hot.
Us, sir.
It's still
Butler Shira Shina? It's a Butler Shira Shina, yeah.
Why is it worse if I hold it in my hand?
You close the fire.
Why is it worse if I hold it in my hand?
What?
Why is it worse when I hold it, let it clear my hand?
By closing the fire, so it means you're unable to put it back until it goes back on again. Right here, just put it back down. It's like you put it on the ground by Hazara. It's worse. It's but the shia rishayna because the fire went out. Here's Chiddush over here. He just says three words. But the shia rishayna. I understand it. The heth of shia is what shia? It's there from Friday. Bemes, you're not allowed to have your food cooked on Shabbos. No. However, if it's continuation of before, see, don't blame it on Shabbos. Why do you blame it? You attribute the Shia to when? To Erev Shabbos. You got it? Okay.
This is it.
I want to test something on Purim. You have more Megillah? I'll tell you a Chiddush also. Anyway, the only one, it's such a major question. And a major Yesoid. What's the Yesoid? You understand? What's the major Yesoid I'm telling you? What does Shia mean? From a boy Yoim. Okay? I don't want anyone to hear this already, because I'm going to tell you something new. But this part, I'm going to test you. Remember last time I said it? I don't remember what I said. There are three sheets. Before I say the three sheets, I'm going to read to you the Tosfos. And let's see if you pick up the word. Who wasn't here last year, this year? You weren't here, okay, Shalom? Yeah. Oh, yeah, last one, you weren't here? Okay. That's the Pesach Derech over here. The Pesach Derech. Now, Tosfos is a strange thing. He does it someplace also. He gives you the schedule for Purim, right? Here. Tosfos is giving you a schedule for Purim, yeah? Over Leil Yudaled, the night of Purim, Lachat Tfilas Ma'ariv Ma'kadosh Sholem. You say with Skabel, Lachakach, Karius HaMegillah, for now, give him brachos. Three brachos. Vachreho brach achas. Ad brach to Hashem Kel HaMashiach. Hishlim oim b'lechei ha-teva v'mat ha-kadosh. Why do you want to start Bo L'Tzion? Em askin l'Bo L'Tzion. If you shen gula b'layla. V'mutzi Shabbosu yom avi yinoyam. Okay. We should write to Likrois. Should have that first. Yeah. Poshe des kula. Koidem ki geris. You know what they do? What they do? You open it up. You spin it out. You fold it, right? Avol ki geris. Like a geris. Avol loy go over kari kamoi sevetar. Like me. You're not regular, like, you know, say, like a Garris. Who does this, by the way? Everybody or the Balkare? Only Balkare. The Suminis. Only the Tzipa. Ubi Shachris. Mispal Shemin Esrei. Brochis. Voim Alanissim Baido. Veinoim a Kishem. With another list of Kishem. That do more than some fuzz. No, you don't say that. We should call Brochin Ovar. We can't any lima bore Dovich on a bore. Vahakach, Oimer Kaddish, Adamiran, Boma, Borcha Sabatur, because Prussia Gabri, Papa Vyoga Molek, Alpha Machine, but a 10th, 9th Sukkim. That's the minute he repeats the last Brocha, last Possek. Not because Zech is only because of the 10th Sukkim. That's a repeat the last, the only 9 psukim. He said 9 is enough because the whole parasha. But a parasha Zohar, don't repeat the last pasuk. Just say, what do you repeat by parasha Zohar? No?
Zecher,
that's it. Zecher, that's it. Because the Moshe repeat nothing. Anyway, the ain't marza sefer Torah b'kayim oi, a yosh v'ez b'yad she calls a Megillah in the morning, Vorkalel, Kashosa Balaylo. Baka of the Teal of Zoba Ashrego of the Teal. Erem and Seach, no Purim, no Limas Kareen and Tsaris. No Tachman, okay. What I want over here.
The leaning during the day is before Tiskamo.
Okay, so what's Chiddushnik over here? What's Chiddushnik over here? A beautiful schedule. Very, very encompassing. Everything is here. Sammy, what's not here?
The Suda.
The Suda? No, the Suda. He's not telling 1 minute. He's telling you over here the davening of Purim. Not telling you the Tachmanis and the. He's telling you the davening. Megillah is part of davening somehow. What's not here?
Oh, Anisim.
What?
Oh, Anisim at night.
You mentioned Anisim.
No, right? At night.
And the smart boy?
Nadav pointed it out.
Who got it?
Nadav.
I can't hear.
Nadav, Lugin.
Nadav.
Nadav? Oh, my old Sfari friend, aren't you Sfari? Nadav. We have to Anisim at night. What happened to Anisim at night? Now there are 3 sheetahs. One sheet is no alanisim at night. The shash is at the by the way. What happens alanisim at night? The shash. We have alanisim at night. You start alanisim in the morning. Second sheet is in Tur. That if you dive a myra before Megillah like we do, no alanisim. For some reason, you daven ma'ariv after Megillah, you came late. So then you do say Al Anisim. And the third sheet is what we do. You always say Al Anisim at night. What's going on over here? So I'm going to tell you something. When Purim comes out, Purim does not come out on Shabbos. If it comes out on Shabbos and it's Israel, when do you have the Suda?
Sunday.
Huh?
Sunday.
When do you have the Suda? Tell you a big aside. Sunday! Never heard of it? Purim Shulish?
Yeah.
What's Purim Shulish? You read them again. Purim on Shabbos, you read them again or when?
Friday.
But no, I'll listen. Friday's not Purim. You read them again, but you can't do Megillah on Shabbos. Shem Yavirenu. What do you do on Shabbos?
Al-Nisim.
And Vayom Yamolek, the Kriya. And Sunday, no Al-Nisim, we have the Suda on Purim, on Sunday. Basically, it's like a Tashlum in the Gedin. Okay. Now, firstly, Yishalmi, why not make the Suda on Shabbos? Okay, you can't have Megillah on Shabbos, of course, Shem Avirenu. Why not have the Suda on Shabbos? The Ran. Or should bring the Yishalmi?
Daniim.
No, I said Yishalmi says, "Lasa soisam yemei mishnah v'simcha." The pasuk says, "Lasa soisam yemei mishnah v'simcha." Prat l'Shabbos, shu osi b'nei shemayim. Shabbos is osi b'nei shemayim. What's Yishalmi saying? Yishalmi saying, "Lasa soisam yemei mishnah v'simcha." Prat l'Shabbos. That's Rosh Tate Lasse says some. In the Megillah it says, Nizkor v'nasim. These two words are repeated over and over again. Nizkor v'nasim. Nizkor means the whole Purim is one big zecher. The Mechias Amalek. That's the theme of Purim. Nizkor v'nasim. Machshinon, Samchinon, Schiro Lamechio. What's Nasa mean? Nasa tell you like this. All Yom Tovim, right, have inherent Kedusha. Kedusha Sayon, you can't do Malacha, you can call Musaf. There's a Kedusha in the day. Something different in the day. All Yom Tovim. Different. Hamavdil and Kodesh L'Chayil, the different, the days of Yom Tov are totally, the heft of the day is different. The Chanukah is a weekday. However, the Chazal made it for Yom Tov. Where wizards said himself to Shabbos, L'shon HaCheres, Chavum, Vosum, Yom Tovim, Bahal Vedor. Chazal made it for Yom Tov, It says on this also, not by Hanukkah. Literally, seven minutes here, we said, we here look at the Chatzuk for Tshecha, we kovo, Shmonei Tzvei Hanukkah, El Hez Hashem HaGadol. And he wants to say, Shabbos, they made it for a Yom Tov. They added a certain kind of a Kedusha to the day. Tzvi Maya says, the higher it can take. Right. Purim is not a Yom Tov. And Al Nisim, let me test your knowledge of Siddur. Okay, Akiva, how many times do you mention Purim and Al Nisim? The word Purim and Al Nisim, how many times do you mention it? Two or three?
Zero.
What do you say?
Zero.
Zero. You don't mention Purim and Al Nisim. Why? Why? There's no such thing as Purim unless you make it for Purim. You gotta make it for Purim. Last they say some in Mishnah Simcha. Hear that? There's only Yom Tov like that. You can't mention it davening. Why not? You didn't make it yet. Hear that? This a new pshat. Not nase means in the Oscar Seder these days are or Megillah observed. No.
You
what does nase mean?
You
in English.
You made
it. Louder, what?
You shafted.
Created. These days are remembered and created. Yeah, that's nothing yet. So that's why at night, you go say Al Nisim by Ma'ariv. Why are you saying Al Nisim? It's nothing but nothing. So one sheet is, after you read the Megillah, reading the Megillah is very nasim. Then you don't mind then, they didn't say it. The Torah sheet says even after the Megillah you don't. Why not? The Megillah at night is really just a preparation for the day. You know that? The Mishnais did not know about Megillah at night.
The whole episode of Siyah is Zechir.
What do you say?
So Siyah isn't Megillah, because Zechir is Megillah.
What do you say?
Siyah is not Megillah.
I don't know.
Mars Makish, Siyah to Zechir.
But night is a bluff.
Right, no,
the Perry Evans says, in the days of old, they didn't read the Megillah at night. But the Mishnah says, Megillah Nikras does not mean at night. The Mosi, you should say it at night. Why? Where's the Pasek? What? Chai Vodom, the Christ of Elilu, Shanoisa Vayoin. What does Shanoisa mean? Repeat it. The chiv is the Megillah. The day should be a tzur of repeating. How do you have it repeated? How? By at night makes a day. What? Let's say someone knows for sure he's a geisus, and they're going to shoot him. They're shooting him in North Korea. So he has a Megillah. At 11 o'clock they're killing him. Should you read the Megillah at night? No! The whole Megillah at night is that the day should be repeat. That they're going to shoot him at 11 o'clock. Why bother? You hear that? And you can't, a bracha for sure you can't make. So that Shita holds that at night, twice for Shita, it's not Purim. It's not Purim. You have to make it for Purim, for Megillah. And there is no Megillah at night. So that's that sheet. The other sheet that holds no, it's still the Megillah.
So what makes
and
it Purim?
And it makes it for Purim.
What makes it Purim?
Well, I'll bring you a raya that's not Purim at night. A raya brewer. When is the Chagiga of the Yeshiva? Huh? Oh, so that proves it. I forget about it, yeah? Yeah?
What makes it Purim?
Oh, the Maisa Mitzvah of Purim. It's Korim and Asim.
Like what?
Reading Megillah,
but we say
the Suda, Shachmanis. That's only Biyoyim. So that's Purim Shosim Balayla Yosef Chavasai. Oh, that's what Yishalmi says. On Shabbos, you can't have Purim. Why can't you have Purim on Shabbos? Why? Because you can't make it for Purim. Why can't you make it for Purim? You make a festive Suda. No, the Suda is for Shabbos. You're having the festive Suda anyway. Right? Suda's for Shabbos. And it's Korban Asim. It could be that that's why you have to have Adla Yoda. It's not just you're having a festivity on Purim. You're shafting Purim. How do you shaf Purim? By complete shikrus. That's it. Stop drinking about a kais yayin, nothing. You have to shaf the Purim. Not this nasa means observed. You have the article here? Take a look. It's a nasim. What nasim mean? Huh? It's karma nasim. Last I say some. Give me a mishnah with simcha. It's a funny word. No? But last I say some. Doesn't mean to observe. Last I say some. Give me a mishnah with simcha. You gotta shuff it. That's what you don't have in the siddur. You gotta make it. Why is that? Why is that so? I'll be drush. Why is that so? I'll tell you. Why is that so? Why is Purim has to be created by you? Because what? Purim is also the Zman of Kabbalah HaTorah. Kim of a Kibbalu. Kim of a Kibbalu? Kabbalah HaTorah. So you can't have Kabbalah HaTorah. You got to do all of it. Your Gaita Matzasa, you got to do all of it. Oh. Where did it say? I didn't say Nasa Sasa. I need a Megillah, really. It's Korom Menasim. Yom Elu. You don't have a Megillah Osko. Yom Elu. This Korom Menasim means you got to. And Shabbos, you can't. What can I do on Shabbos? Why this food anyway? Yeah, you're not doing anything. You're not making it. It's a Shaf Purim. Purim is not from heaven. No. You want to have Purim? You got to make it for Purim. Okay, oh. Is it Osco?
Yeah.
Let's see, 1 second. Lasse say some. Mishnah v'simcha.
Celebrating.
There's Karmanasim over here. Yes. We remembered. That's Nizkorim. What does Nasa mean? Oh, celebrated. Celebrated. Oh, it's on the way a little bit. Maybe that's what he means over here. Is it Oswald?
Yeah.
Oswald has a bunch of goyim over there. Overqualified Rosh Yeshivas. 1 second. There's lots to say some. Sell it here. Lots to say some. You may miss the
Rashi says Niskarim before us Megillah.
Oh, 1 second. To observe them. Booze. Boo. Boy, he says to observe them. That's not the touch of lots to say some. Does that mean to observe them? What does it mean? To make them, to shaf. You know? We make the Purim. That's what Shabbos you can't. That's the Yishalmi's Lashon. The Ran quotes it, Afhei. Shabbos Asui V'Nei Shemayim. It's like Tassel Lemin Asui. Shabbos Purim like Tassel Lemin Asui. What does that mean? You can't have it automatic. Tassel Lemin Asui, correct? For example, as it says in the Kari Kedem, the Hesachus, yeah, anybody ever fix their bottom? Any of you ever fix the bottom? Nobody ever fix the bottom, anything? Anyway, let's say you fix the bottom, let's say the ribua is off, the corners are off, right? So, you make the corners, you pay the guy, and they're not yotze. Why not? Perfect corners.
Take out the
parshas. Yeah, to open the tefillin, take out the parshas. Then make the corners, and then put the parshas in. Putting in the parshas is making the tefillin. Right, the way you did it, fixing the corner without that, it's tassel lemin also. You ever heard that in your life? You never heard it in your life. No one ever does that. Correct? That's why you have to read the new Hari Kedem. It's Rambam's. Anyway, Nachamol, So that's the Yisrael of Purim. That's why, at night, you didn't make it for Purim. You have no mitzvahs at night. The Megillah. What's the Megillah? A rehearsal. A rehearsal, preparation. More darshans, two psukim. Both psukim say, v'loidu mi'oli, man zemecha chovet v'loididoim. What does loididoim mean in English? Loididoim, what?
Be silent.
Don't be silent. Not numbers of kriya. It's an aver of being silent. Nachamol. Loididoim, what does it mean? Don't be quiet. Man zemecha is the day, loididoim is the night. Don't be quiet, no numbers of kriya. Shad is you're rehearsing for the day. The day is the kiyum. I'll give you another example. Oh, stopping now to figure out if you are a ben krach or ben air. Which is the determining factor?
Morning.
The night, tzeis, or alois ha-shachar?
Alois
ha-shachar. Alois ha-shachar. Ma pitom alois ha-shachar. When does the Purim begin? When does the Purim begin?
Alois
ha-shachar. Right. Unless the other sheet is. Unless it's Shachar. Why? That's when you're making it for Purim.